Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Scottish Sun podcast in association with William Hill. I'm David Friel from the Scottish Sun. I'm joined today by Colin Duncan, one of my sports colleagues, and Willie Black from Willie Hill. Willie, welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting me along to talk some nonsense to you.
It's also a special edition. There's a small matter of a game, a derby game on Saturday. Celtic Rangers, the Glasgow derby, the Old Firm, known throughout the world. Colin, how do you see it going? Put you on the spot straight away.
Well, you know, as Willie, I'll get round to you in a couple of minutes. Celtic get into the game as strong favourites. I think they're about 8-13, and it's hard to disagree with the odds given the start they've made to the season in comparison with Rangers. You know, they've also got home advantage, and I think they'll be desperate to try and get a bit of revenge after losing to Rangers in the Scottish Cup semi-final at Hampden last season. I think Celtic probably do hold the edge, and I think they'll probably, given that the game's at Celtic Park, they'll be too strong for Rangers at this season. Rangers have struggled, particularly at the back. They've conceded too many sloppy goals so far this season. They've got some injury problems. Danny Wilson's a doubt. Clint Hill hasn't seemed quite up to speed this season. It looks as if they might throw Philip Senderos into, you know, his debut. That's asking a lot for a guy that hasn't kicked a ball for 4 months to go to Celtic Park of all places. Make your first appearance for Rangers. I think the odds certainly in Celtic favour, and I think with the pace, just they've got more options up front in the forward areas. I think they'll trouble Rangers. It's hard to see Rangers keeping a clean sheet. I think Celtic will probably win this
one. Senderos is one that, you know, fascinates me, because I thought his day was a really good player, but he's almost fallen off the radar in recent years. Is it a calculated risk, Colin, or is it one that Mark Warburton has to take because of, obviously, you're saying Danny Wilson's struggling and Clint Hill's not been probably up to speed so far?
I don't think he has any other option. I was at the game last weekend when he played against Linfield for 60 minutes. That's the first time he'd kicked a ball for the best part of 4 months. I think he played in May for Grasshoppers in Switzerland. He looked fine when he strolled through the game, but he was hardly tested. You know, it's hardly an ideal warm-up for getting into a game like this, but I don't think the manager has any other options. Clint Hill, just his legs, you know, seem to have gone. He doesn't seem to have the pace anymore. Danny Wilson's been out for the last couple of weeks with a calf strain. Whether he's going to be fit enough to go straight back in there, which leaves partner Kiernan with Senderos last weekend, and that would look to me like the central defensive pairing he's going to go with. But Kiernan's looked a shadow of the player that he was when Rangers beat Celtic in the Scottish Cup final. That was Rob Kiernan's best performance in a Rangers shirt, but he's really, really struggled to live up to that over the end of last season, Scottish Cup final against Hibs, and he's looked shaky again at the start of this season.
Well, if I could bring you in here, I take it the bookies are happy to see the game.
Bookies are absolutely overjoyed. Yeah, so it's a massive weekend actually for us. I think somebody had mentioned to me, as an industry, I think we're expecting it to take about £7 million just this weekend on that Old Firm game. It's a massive focus. You see everybody's talking about it, everybody in the streets want to know your opinion on it, and it's, you know, everybody likes to back up their opinion with a coupon on a Saturday, so yeah, absolutely.
So where's the money going? Is the money all going in Celtic? Or?
The money is predominantly going in Celtic, yeah, absolutely. Celtic are pretty strong favourites here, 8-13. 13-5 the draw. Rangers, I think Rangers will have a huge amount of backers though, particularly those kind of smaller stakes punters. But 41 Rangers in an Old Firm game. Saw the last season that, you know, it's nobody under realms of possibility the Rangers just snatched something. Played really well in that semi-final, kept the ball. You know, you can argue it's a different Celtic team now. Certainly looks to be a different Celtic team. But I think Rangers will have their backers at 4-1. Smaller stakes, I guess, maybe a tens, fives, a pounds here and there. Certainly Celtic will probably take the bigger money, and most of the shrewdies, I guess, will be on Celtic.
Colin, in terms of first scorer, just even the goal threat, Lee Griffiths has been struggling with a knock, missed the Scotland game. Martin Wycorn was just kind of playing himself back to full fitness. Is it crucial for both sides that those boys are fit and available at some stage of the game Saturday?
I think Griffiths will definitely start. I think it was more a precautionary thing with the Scotland. I don't think there's any chance that he'll not feature in the starting lineup. Whether Mark Warburton takes the risk and plays Martin Wycorn, I think he's been out for about 5.5 weeks with a hamstring. Came on last week for the last 20 minutes and looked okay against Linfield. More of a risk to pitch him straight into the cauldron of an Old Firm match. I think Griffith will definitely start. I was just looking at the odds earlier, and William Hill doing a couple of first goal scorer goal scoring specials. The one that kind of stuck out for me was, you know, any player to score outside the penalty box. Nico Kranjčar was 18-1. Now I think if he's going to score, you know, most of his goals seem to come outside the box. You know, scored last week. He is dangerous from free kicks and set pieces, so that was one that might be worth a couple of quid.
Quite a few specials around about, you know, that outside the penalty area. 18-1, Nico Kranjčar, as you said, if these guys are going to score, they are going to score from outside the area. Some of the other kind of specials that I just having a look at, I think certainly my kind of thought process as a punter would be, if Rangers are going to win, it's going to be Kenny Miller, and you're getting Rangers to win and Kenny Miller to score any time in the match at 9-1. I guess the one that I suppose would be really interesting for Celtic backers, Scott Sinclair to score. You know, he's come in and he's been an absolute fire, and I suppose this is the game he's up here for. It's one of the main reasons he's come up to Celtic. But Scott Sinclair to score any time, Celtic to win, you're getting 3-1 your money. So they're both enhanced prices for, just to, you know, I suppose again to highlight just how big an occasion this is going to be.
You spoke about, I mean, both speak about Kenny Miller. I mean, Kenny Miller has been a great servant. He's had a great career, but as you're saying, you know, even though he's 35, pushing 36 now, I think he's still the go-to guy for Rangers, you would imagine. You know, there's a lot of options for Mark Warburton in that area, but Kenny Miller is still the one you think he's going to play.
I don't think Kenny Miller's going to feature as much this season as he did over the last couple of seasons for Rangers. I think he'll probably be one of the first names on the team sheet for Mark Warburton at the weekend. You know, he's just tried and tested, and he always performs well in big games. One thing you can always say about Kenny Miller, you know, whether it was for club or country, when it was a big, big occasion, that's when he stood up to the plate. And, you know, and he was somebody that could walk the walk. And you know, his record, his goal scoring record in Old Firm games is absolutely fantastic for Rangers and Celtic. He always just has this knack of coming up with goals, and I think Miller will definitely lead the, you know, he's got some options there, but I think he'll definitely lead the line for Rangers on Saturday.
And chances are, if he does play as well, Colin, it's going to be Coulter he's up against. Now, for me, I think Brendan Rodgers has made some good signings. While he spoke about Scott Sinclair there, you know, as that guy who's come in and hit the ground running, I think Coulter has been the pick of the bunch. I think Coulter could play in Scottish football for another 2-3 years.
The games that he's played so far, he's just strolled through them. And you know, if you speak to any of the other Celtic players and ask him about the influence that he has on them during the game, just the way he talks and guides them through and on the training field, they can't speak highly enough of how valuable this guy has been. It's just exactly what Celtic needed, a cool head, you know, who's been there and done it, playing so many big games throughout his career, been to so many championships, you know, World Cups, African Cup of Nations, playing big European finals, domestic cup final. He's got the Premiership, you know, winning medals as well. You know, the guy's got the full collection. I don't think he's going to be faced, but, you know, with the prospect of taking on Rangers at the weekend.
You can watch the goals from all the big SPFL games on the website at thescottishsun.co.uk/sport.
He's a cool head at the weekend, Willie Coll. Wee Willie, Scotland's best referee, just back from the Euros, he gets the game. Were you surprised?
He's got plenty of experience. Why would you be? You know, that he's been Champions League. I think he was at the Euros, wasn't he? He's got plenty of experience, and I think, well, he's probably just been a bit unlucky that when he makes a mistake, he makes a hell of a mistake. You know, that way. So I guess the focus is on him. It's going to be a real tough game to manage. I don't think, looking at certainly the way Rangers played in the semi-final, the way Celtic are playing under Brendan Rodgers, I don't think it's going to be the kind of blood and guts type old firm game that we've maybe been used to in years gone by. That said, in terms of odds, how do we look at the kind of red card betting, obviously you can pick your favourite for who's the red card, but I don't have that. In terms of red card betting, you're 2-1 for a red card, and that's much shorter than any other normal game. So I think he'll have his work cut out, but I think he's probably the right man to be in charge. Yeah,
it's a strange, I mean, you make a good point in terms of the way the teams play, both play passing and attacking football, but this game, this fixture, the derby, even just any derby can do strange things to people. I mean, I remember Lobo Moravcik basically fighting with Michael Moulds at Hampden once, getting dragged off each other. Now, they're two guys, you know, form guys who lost the plot. I mean, do you look at the two teams and think they've got enough about them to stay calm, keep their temperament calm?
I really hope that after the game that we're not talking about Willie Coll. That's the one thing. Well, I really hope that we're not mentioning Willie Coll. That would be a good thing. There is a lot of old heads there on both sides, but there's also a lot of debutants. Guys who are going to be thrown in at the deep end. They've never encountered anything like this in their life before and probably never will. I mean, this is going to take them by surprise. It's all about how they handle it. But when you get so many new faces, then, you know, there's always a worry somebody's going to get caught up in the heat of the moment and get carried away. Flip that, you know, look at the game at Hampden last week. There was a lot of debutants then. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily work out of that. Just because they haven't played in it, they're not going to handle it. And, you know, they're going to pick up a red card.
To talk about Hampden game, that game was pretty tame in terms of tackles. I mean, it was actually played in quite a good spot. And see the actual back, it was a good game. 4 goals were shared, it was a penalty shootout. Rangers were the better team in terms of the passing, Celtic had the better chances. So I just wonder whether things have moved on and the two teams are a bit more just focused on football. One person we've not mentioned who is going to get a lot of attention is Joey Barton. Now, he's had a lot to say for himself, Colin, since he came up here. Is this when he needs to walk the walk as well as talking the talk?
Most definitely. Joey's, he hasn't exactly set the heather on fire since he came up here, but I think he's also been struggling to reach peak fitness as well. I think he was a little bit behind the rest of the guys when he came in. Started to look a bit more sharper in the last couple of weeks. You know, everybody's talking about Joey Barton, Scott Brown going out hammering tongs in the middle of the park, and if there's anybody going to be sent off, it's going to be Joey Barton. I think that's too obvious. I think he's too long in the tooth to get caught up in this. I think he'll relish this. This is part of the reason he signed for Rangers, you know, to play in these type of matches, to influence these type of matches. So I'm not sure that he's going to be, you know, sucked into it. You know, everybody's going to be, he's going to have a target on his back given the things he said in the lead up to the game. But I think that's what rocks Joey's boat. That's what gets him off. You know, I think that's why he says these things. It helps fire him up as well as fire the opposition players. But, as you know, you look at his disciplinary record last season for Burnley in the Championship, which is arguably one of the most competitive leagues in Europe. And I think he had 3 or 4 yellow cards in the entire season. That doesn't scream out to me a guy that's got disciplinary problems like which plagued him in the early part of his career.
The same could be said for Scott Brown. Scott Brown's now in his 30s. He's obviously retired from international duty. He's focused on Celtic. He's a Celtic captain. You know, I think he was sent off, you know, against Rangers a few years ago. But in recent times, he's calmed down a bit. Do you think it's almost the Barton v Brown thing's been built up a bit too much, Willie? Or do you think you will be getting punters into shops on Saturday morning saying, there's a 5 on Scott Brown to get sent off and a 5 on Joey Barton to get sent off?
Do you know, it's a really difficult one. You look at the way both are... Not so much Scott Brown, you look at the way certainly Joey Barton on Twitter, he seems to be spending his life just noising people up. So I think it's, you spoke about that cauldron around for him, the MC, when they walk out the tunnel and that noise gets a bit. I think the tone will be set in the first 5-10 minutes, and I think after that you'll see what kind of game it is. But no, I think there is the potential. I think they should be kind of too long in the tooth and too much experience to get involved in it, but it's an old firm game, so who knows how they'll both react.
Keep bang up to date with Scottish football by following Sun Sport on Twitter.
In terms overall, Colin, I mean, Celtic are the favourite, Celtic are the champion, Celtic are at home, so they're going to have a go. How do Rangers approach this? I mean, Mark Warburton seems to just play one style. He talks about plan A, plan B is just doing plan A better. Does he tweak it for this? Does he go slightly more defensive, or do you think he has a go and says just play a normal game, Celtic defence can be got at? What does he do?
I think one thing about Warburton, he is quite stubborn, you know, and he sticks to his guns when it comes to the style of play. I don't think there's any chance he's going to deviate from the same system that he's played from day one as he came in and took over at Ibrox. Played that system against Celtic in the Scottish Cup semi-final last season and it worked. This season, I think he's got a bit of a conundrum when it comes to personnel. He had the personnel to carry out his system for most of last season and it worked well and it worked against Celtic. This season there's a lot of new faces in and he can't quite get that balance, particularly in the middle of the park. Too many players doing the same job. Don't seem to have the same chemistry. I think when they played Celtic last year in the middle of the park was Dom Ball was in a holding role with Halliday and Jason Holt in the middle of the park. This season, you know, he's played Rossiter, Barton, Halliday and they're all too similar. They're all doing the same role. They're all just sitting far too deep, they're not giving them enough legs further up the path. That's the one thing that Jason Holt did give them. It's, I think, picking the right body.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
To fill that midfield is going to be key to how Rangers get on Saturday, and he's got, you know, Holt's coming back into the equation. Rossiter, Barton, I think you're either going to be one or the other, and I think it's obviously going to be Joey Barton. I think he'll probably go with Josh Windass. He needs some legs in the middle of the park. Josh Windass has missed a few games with a hamstring injury as well, but I think he might be the one surprise inclusion at the weekend. He's good box to box, good engine, he's got an eye for a goal, he can pick a pass, but I think he might start with Josh Windass at the weekend.
Is there also an element as well for for Rangers, you know, given Celtic are ahead in the league just now, they played a game less. If Celtic do win, it's a bit of a gap to try and overcome. You know, I think Rangers probably need to get something from the game.
Well, if Celtic win, they go 4 points clear with a game in hand, which could be effectively 7 points, but after five games of the season, enormously, you know, so early on, Rangers all of a sudden on the back foot playing catch up. It seems a daft thing to say, even at this ridiculously early stage of the season, but if Celtic beat Rangers and beat them convincingly, they could go a long way to them winning the title already.
Would the odds change a lot? Well, if either
the odds are, the odds are phenomenally short in Celtic just now. I mean, I had a wee look this morning just before I came in, and it was short at the start of the season. But just even though they're 4 points ahead just now, it's Celtic are 1-6 just now. So that's, you give me £6, and I'll give you £6 back plus a pound for your money when Celtic win the league. Rangers are 5-1 just now. So yeah, that will, I would imagine Celtic will go 1-10, and Rangers will drift in the market,
which is incredible at a stage in the season.
Absolutely incredible, when you, particularly given that semi final last year.
And just finally, just before we move on to the other games at the weekend, we spoke about Mark Warburton obviously won a Scottish Cup semi-final against Celtic. How will Brendan Rodgers handle this, Colin? No problem at all. He's been the manager of Liverpool, he's managed huge games. Is this just one that he'll take in his stride?
Liverpool derbies are big occasions in themselves. I don't think anybody argues this is probably a step up, you know, in terms of just the atmosphere, the frenzy, the hype and hoopla that surrounds it. But he seemed to handle the occasions down south with no problem at all. I think he's one of these guys, he takes a lot to faze him. Mm-hmm. I think he's similar to Mark Warburton in the respect that he just wants his team to get out there and play football. I don't think he's going to be, you know, he's going to get caught up in all the stuff that goes around and all the build up, and I think he'll be totally focused on the game. I think he can handle it. I'm sure he can handle it, no problem at all.
And just final predictions for the game? 3-1
Celtic.
I must admit, I think Celtic will. I think there'll be goals in the game. I think probably one of the pick of the bets is both teams to score at 11-8. But yeah, I agree. I think Celtic probably 3-1. Current form, they look as though they've got a bit of a swagger about them just now.
I think both teams should score, but I've got a funny feeling about a wee bit tighter than people think, so I'm going to go 2-1 Celtic.
Like SunSport on Facebook for all the Scottish football latest.
So moving on, there's all the games at the weekend. I know they've been overshadowed. I think every single game's on Saturday this weekend. Aberdeen, obviously they've got ambitions to go and challenge Celtic and Rangers and Hearts for the league. They're at home to Inverness, Caledonian Thistle. To me, it's got a home win written all over it. Do you agree, Colin, Willie?
Yes, Aberdeen, you'd be a odds compiler, to be honest with you, with that kind of insight. But yeah, Aberdeen 5-6. You know, just a touch odds on your money there. The draw 2-1, Inverness 3-1. Not been overly impressed by Aberdeen's start to the season, to be honest with you. They've certainly invested in their squad and looked to have improved. But unless I'm mistaken, I think Aberdeen had a bit of a slow start last season. So, you know, I wouldn't be overly confident backing Aberdeen. But if I was forced to pick, I would certainly be picking a Dons win.
It's one Aberdeen. These are the games Aberdeen need to win at home against a team that's been struggling, Colin, if they're going to go and challenge.
Yeah, if they're going to make any sustained challenge to Celtic or Rangers, whoever else it is, or Hearts at the top of the table, you know, they need to win those games. Yeah, they're having a bit sluggish at the start of the season. I think they're a bit of a hangover after the Europa League campaign. So close, but you know, so far, just failing there at the final hurdle to go through in the group stages of the competitions. I think that's hampered them a little bit. They've also lost Johnny Hayes, who's their main player and the guy that makes them tick. I think they've missed him a lot more than people would envisage, despite, you know, Derek McInnes bringing in quite a few new players in the summer. Inverness, they've struggled. They finally got their monkey off the bat, you know, in the last league game there before the international break. But, you know, they haven't quite hit top gear either. You know, I think 5-6 is a decent price for Aberdeen. You know, I wouldn't be looking anywhere else but in an Aberdeen home win.
They did a lot of business, you know, towards the start of the transfer window, got a few strikers in. I thought one of the best signings towards the end of the transfer window that almost kind of flew under the radar a wee bit was getting Madison. I think it's James Madison in from Norwich. Norwich paid £2.5 million for this boy. I know Celtic have been looking at him as well. You know, he's a midfielder. I think, especially Ryan Jack's injured just now, I think Aberdeen felt they need to strengthen. I think he'll be a really good signing. Everybody I speak to about him says he's a proper player, you know, he's a proper midfielder who'll get on the ball and make things tick. So that's maybe where Aberdeen needs strengthen.
Yeah, it's very highly regarded. You know, we were actually speaking to Stephen Naismith when he was on Scotland duty last week, and who is at Norwich with him, and he couldn't speak highly enough of the young lad. He's a real, real talent. He thought we'd go all the way in the game. I think this boy could be something special.
Down the road at Dens Park, Dundee host Kelly. I was quite impressed against Rangers. You know, I thought they kept their shape well, they kept their focus well. In terms of Dundee, it's been a bit up and down. I've seen them at times, I thought they looked quite good. I saw them against Hamilton Accies and they really toiled a wee bit. I mean,
the thing with both of those teams, you just don't know what you're going to get. they're wildly inconsistent from one week to the next, so it's so hard to predict. I mean, I've watched Kelly a couple of times this season, they were absolutely dire, and watched them against Rangers and they were excellent. You know, arguably they deserved him, could have taken more, and maybe would have done if they hadn't had a man sent off, you know, about half an hour to go. Really, really, really good. They've got a habit of raising their game when the bigger teams are in town, or when they go to the big boys. It's games like this when they struggle, when they're playing the teams around them at the bottom half of the league, that's when they've been found out. Dundee, very, very, very similar. One week hit, next week miss. So it's anybody's guess how this one's going to go.
Are Kelly still as getting back to as much of relegation? Because at the start of the season, I mean, when they signed the cast, I mean, they brought in 14 players or something, people say this isn't going to work.
Kelly and Hamilton are both favourites for that bottom position. This game is an absolute perfect example as to why, as a bookie, I love the Scottish Premiership. You know, where do you stick your money here? I backed against Kilmarnock the first game in the season because I thought, as you said, too many young players, just too many players came in. Motherwell did me a turn there. Every time since, forget about it. They've beat my accumulator every single week. Dundee's another strange one again. Having a look at the outright odds in the league, bizarrely, outside Celtic, Rangers, Aberdeen, and Hearts, Dundee are the next best price to win the league. Granted, they're at 250-1, but you know, they're expected to get to the top six by the money that's coming through the door for us. So yeah, I think Dundee here, they are favourites, 10-11, 2-1 the draw. Kelly 11-4. So you know what? Who knows? Depends who turns up that day.
They also signed Tom Hatley this week as well, which is a very, very good addition for them as well. I think he'll strengthen the squad. He does bring goals. He does set up a lot of goals. So I think he'll do well for Dundee.
In the capital, we've got Hearts versus Hamilton Accies at Tynecastle. I would think Hearts, you know, strong favourites to win that game. I think Hearts have started to hit a bit of form now after a wee sticky patch at the start of the season. But again, like Aberdeen, if Hearts are going to have any ambitions to challenge, these are the games you need to win.
Yeah, absolutely, and I fancy Hearts here. Again, Hamilton have been a wee bit inconsistent. The fantastic performance at Ibrox earlier on in the season, but again, come unstuck against teams like Kilmarnock, so you know they can raise their game. But I fancy Hearts here. 4-6 probably looks a bit right. The odds on to win 23-10 the draw. Hamilton 72. I think Hearts will start to kick on here.
I mean, what do you think, Colin? I mean, I feel a little bit sorry for Robbie Nielsen, you know, because it was a difficult start. Getting out of Europe to Maltese opposition wasn't good enough. But in that's a real tough start against Celtic and Aberdeen. But he seems to have steadied that bit. I think they won 5-1 the last outing. So do you fancy Hearts to go and challenge again at the top like they did last season?
I don't think they challenge right at the very top, but I think they certainly can challenge, you know, I think Celtic will win the league. I think they can certainly challenge Rangers and Aberdeen for that second and third spots without a shadow of a doubt. You know, their home form is good. You know, I agree with Willie. I think they'll be too strong for Hamilton in their own patch. They were slow into stride this season, but they did have a really, really, really tough start, and also like Aberdeen on the back of a Europa League campaign. So, you know, it is, you know, when you're starting the season so early, it is quite difficult, you know, to get up to speed for, you know, in league games, and also get cup games and midweek and things as well. So yeah, I think Hearts will be too strong for Accies, and yeah, I think they'll certainly be up there.
Thistles and Johnson's the next one. The last thing, Molly, you spoke about these games where anything could happen. This for me is one. How do you call that game?
Yeah,
a big fan of St Johnson. I think Thistle on a day, a really good team as well.
It's interesting, we've seen a fair bit of money before the start of the season around about Partick Thistle. They obviously started in the League Cup really well. Actually interesting that Hearts and Aberdeen obviously never got those games in the League Cup. You just wonder how much of an impact that has in their form at the start. But yeah, Partick Thistle, they're actually second. They're our favourites at home here. We've got St Johnson at 64. So St Johnson, there's not much between them. There's a bit of paper between them. But Partick Thistle 13-8, the draw 19-10. To be honest with you, the 19-10 looks the safest bet of the three of them. But again, it's just one of those games where you take your life in your hands, put any more than a pound on it. I think
they seem to be calling two teams that'll be fine this season. You know, I mean, I think St Johnson will push for the top six. I don't think Thistle will be too far behind them. But they're two decent teams in a league that's quite competitive.
Yeah, I mean, I'd high hopes for Thistle. I still do, actually, this season. I like the manager. I think he's recruited well. I think they could be challenging for the top six for the first time in their history this season. I think they've been unfortunate this season, the fact they've been unable to build any momentum. The fact they were due to play Celtic and Celtic postponed that game so they could go and play a friendly against Inter Milan and Ireland, and then played one game and then get the international break. So it's been really, really stop-start for Thistle. They've only played three games, and by all accounts, were very unlucky 2 weeks ago when Hearts scored late on to beat them 2-1. I think Thistle will probably get in the top six, and I think they're probably a bit of value. Don't think there'll be much in it, and St Johnson are a good consistent team, but I think I'd probably back Thistle at the bigger odds than St Johnson, given they'll get home advantage.
And I meant to say, one of the big transfer news as well, Pogba gone. what's going on?
Barely merited a mention, did Matthias Pogba?
I think he's helped his brother.
I think he was just going to make sure everyone was asking to get an interview with him, speaking about his brother. That's why he left. And just finally, the last game up in Dingwall, Ross County at home to Motherwell. I might be wrong this one, but I've just always got memories of Motherwell really struggling up there. You know, I think they lost quite comfortably last season, Ross County. I'm a big fan of Jim McIntyre. I think he's a good manager. I think they've got some good players. Aidan Boyce is scoring goals as well. Marvin Johnson's a huge loss for Motherwell. I think out with the real top teams, I think he was as good as anything in the league. Home one.
Yeah, I think Motherwell got a smallish squad. You know, there's not a lot of money rattling around for a part. You know, so they did struggle to bring in players with genuine quality over the summer. I think Ross County can build on what they did last season under Jim McIntyre and Billy Dawes. They're a cracking team, and when you get somebody in Liam Boyce in your squad, he's absolutely on fire. And you get a guy playing at the top of his game, you know, he's not quite Lee Griffiths, but he's certainly up there amongst the top two or three strikers in the Scottish Premiership, and yeah, I think he'll be a home run.
Yeah, to be honest with you, the odds are pretty much reflective of what you guys are saying. Ross County even money, 21-10 the draw. County have lost up in Dingwall this season, so you know, I don't know if it's blind optimism on my part, but I think Motherwell might be a decent wee shout there at 23-10. Motherwell are one of the teams I think are more than capable of showing up on your day. It's just whether you're investing your money in the right day with Motherwell again. But I think 23-10's probably a decent price, and maybe even money is just a wee bit tight for me in Ross County.
And is Liam Boyce really a guy that people have a wee flutter on?
Certainly up in Dingwall. You know, we don't see a huge amount of action around about guys like Liam Boyce down in the central belt, but yeah, certainly up in the Highlands, which is an area I've a fair bit of contact with, he's the one that they all want to stake a couple of quid on. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, top striker, you know, and I think Ross County, I think Jim McIntyre even said that, was, you know, missing out of Euros maybe helped Ross County because he's a summer break and he looks refreshed.
Yeah, it does. I mean, he said himself, it's fired him up. I mean, he was very unfortunate not to go, but as he says, he had the benefit of a long break, and was seen from Aberdeen, something like Niall McGinn. You know, he'd been away, virtually played non-stop for an entire year, looked a bit jaded when he came, understandably, when he came back from the Euros, and then was thrust into the European game. So there's going to be a bit of a hangover with him, where Liam Boyce, he's come back revived, refreshed, and with a point to prove, and so far this season, he's certainly proven it.
Well, boys, good weekend of football to look ahead to. I'm sure there'll be plenty of talking points next week. Willie, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
Colin, thanks again. We'll see you all next week.